Hey everybody, this is the Grill Sergeant, and I want to thank you for downloading Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who make this virtual tailgate party a free ride every week. Thanks again for making Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing podcasts in America.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Welcome back to the Parking Lot Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We've got a great show for you this week. We have former Cincinnati Bengals running back and star of the funniest commercials on the air this year, those Geico commercials where he's spiking the cold cuts. We have the one and only Icky Woods. He's going to be joining us here this week on Tailgate Radio. We've also got Ashley in the Weather Center. Sho Funaki is back from his tour of Japan, and we'll talk about that as well as his Funaki Top 5 and his picks for this week's game, and we have a whole lot more. So we want to thank you so much for joining us again this week, and hope you're having a great December. I hope your Thanksgiving holiday went well, and you know, we're in that lull between, if you're a big college football fan like I am, you know, you've got this month of no college football. Luckily, the bowl games start this weekend. We've got the New Orleans Bowl, I think, that kicks off the bowl season on the 20th in just a couple of days. And so we're excited about that. But it's always a sad time of year. I get kind of melancholy about it because once football season's over, it seems like it takes forever for it to roll around. A couple things we want to talk to you about, too, is what we've got going on over at our website. We always want to encourage you to head over to tailgateradio.com. You can always catch any of our old shows. And we have some great guests on some of our previous shows that are archived over at our website, including former Denver Bronco and Arizona Cardinal quarterback Jake the Snake Plummer. We've got Jonathan Joss, the voice of John Redcorn from King of the Hill, and also he is on the last season of Parks and Rec coming up this year. I think they start in about a month. Jonathan Joss, he is a great guest, and it was a lot of fun. We've also got Frank Caliendo, great comedian that has been on the show, and a whole lot more. And we hope you take a chance. If this is your first time listening to us, maybe you specifically downloaded the show to listen to Icky Woods, and we're glad you did. But go back and listen to our archive show. We also have Hall of Fame wrestling announcer Jim Ross. He was actually a two-part interview, and he's getting ready for a big event over in Japan, their biggest pay-per-view type event of the year, and he's going to be calling that the first time ever that that's going to be broadcast to a North American audience, and he's going to be there. I think they do that in the Tokyo Dome, and expecting well north of 50,000 people in that arena or that stadium for that event. So we've had some great guests, and we'd encourage you to go back and listen to those in our archive over at tailgateradio.com. You can also catch those all on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, and we encourage you to do that and go back and listen. We've had some great chefs and recipes and tailgating gadgets that people have come on and talked about, and you know, this is a fun topic of discussion, dealing with sports, food, tailgating, everything associated with it is fun to me. And I've had the opportunity to travel the country, travel North America, really, and experience different tailgating traditions and cultures. I'm actually going to be out in Las Vegas in a few weeks at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show, and we'll be interviewing some folks there as well. So we have a ton of stuff going on, and we encourage you to take a look at that over at our website at Tailgate Radio. You can always catch us on our social media at Twitter at Tailgate Radio, and we're always getting feedback there and sharing cool information and recipes and game day gadgets associated with that. So whatever you do, take a few minutes out of your weekend, especially since there's not a lot of college football going on this weekend. Go to Tailgate Radio and maybe pick up a Tailgate Radio t-shirt over at our store. We're going to have about 20 new designs in the next few weeks that are going to pop up on our store over there, and our link is down at the bottom of the page there if you want to buy a Tailgate associated t-shirt. They don't all say Tailgate Radio. We've got some other cool slogans and things that will be coming out that we hope you will take advantage of there as well. So we're going to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with the former Cincinnati Bengals running back. His rookie year, went all the way to the Super Bowl and came just this close to a Super Bowl championship, and we'll talk to him about that. That's Icky Woods. He's going to be coming up, and we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. Tailgate Nation, you know that shaving can be a pain. It is uncomfortable, it can cause razor burns, nicks, and on top of that, it can be outrageously expensive. Harry's was started by two guys who wanted a better product without paying an arm and a leg to get it. They started a company to make affordable, sleek, and quality blades, and they went over to Germany and bought the factory that produces the razors. How awesome is that? Now let me tell you, one of the great things about Harry's is for about half the price of other big brand blades, they'll ship it to you for free to your front doorstep. Why in the world would anybody out there pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? It's half the price at Harry's, and with Harry's you're going to get a better shave. It respects your skin, face, legs, and your wallet. No more poor quality blades, and no more pesky plexiglass cabinet fortresses to unlock either. I cannot stand sitting around and waiting while somebody goes to find the manager that can get the key to open up the thing so that you can get the blade. It's ridiculous. I stopped doing that years ago, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, but you don't have to deal with that. Harry's comes to your door, and it is a better product. The starter set is an amazing deal. For $15, you get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades. And listen to this. With promo code GAMEDAY, you can get $5 off of that amazing deal. So we're talking $10. You can't beat that with a stick, folks. Men, women, we all need razors that shave well and don't suck. And I'm going to tell you, here's how frustrated I've been over the years with the shaving process. You know, I used to sit around and wait for them to open that plexiglass fortress and would sit there and wait 10, 15, 30, 45 minutes. I remember waiting an hour and 10 minutes one time for somebody there. I'd come back and check. No one was ever there to help out, and it was ridiculous. So after that level of frustration, you know what I did? I used to go down the aisle of the big box store, and I would grab a sack of those disposable razors, and I'd get the cheapest shaving cream I could find, and then I would come home, and this is the experience. It was like raking sandpaper over my face. It was just this real coarse, real painful process, and my facial hair grows pretty quickly, so this was almost a daily thing that I was doing, and it became unbearable, and that's whenever I found Harry's. Now, let me tell you, Harry's delivers, as I mentioned before, it delivers right to your front door, but whenever I opened the package and saw what comes in this amazing set for $10 with that game day promo code, you're going to be blown away. And I have been sold on Harry's. I tell everybody I know. My kid that's old enough to shave is now using Harry's. He got his own personalized monogrammed handle for Christmas this year. It's under the tree. And I know he's going to be excited when he sees that, because he was excited when he saw me open my first Harry's box that came delivered directly to my door. So you folks, the great thing about this is Harry's is there for you too. You need to go to harrys.com. And Harry's going to give you $5 off of the first set you buy when you type in the coupon code, the promo code, GAMEDAY, with your first purchase. That's harrys.com, and enter the promo code GAMEDAY at checkout for $5 off. And start shaving better today. harrys.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thanks again so much for downloading this week's episode. And at this time, I want to bring in our very special guest this week. He is a former UNLV running reb and NFL Cincinnati Bengals running back. And you've seen him lately on all those fantastic Geico commercials. Want to welcome in to Tailgate Radio this week, Icky Woods. Welcome to Tailgate Radio.
Appreciate it. How you doing today?
Well, we're doing great here at Tailgate Radio. And Icky, I have to say, speaking of great, those Geico commercials are awesome. What was the process on how you got that gig?
They kind of just called me. I was sitting at home, and they gave me a call and asked me would I be interested in doing a commercial. And, of course, you know, you're always interested in seeing what they got to say. And it turned out to be a pretty good commercial.
Wicky, I'm sure you watch closely your Cincinnati Bengals as well as the rest of the NFL. What is your take on the state of the NFL these days?
Well, the game has gotten, you know, I guess they had to make it a lot safer than it was, and it has gotten a lot safer, and it's a lot more faster than it was when I played the game, because you got 280, 300-pound guys running 4.5, 4.6s, and 4.7s, and, you know, that's just kind of unheard of. So today's athletes are a lot more physical they're a lot more faster, and they're is a lot faster than when I played the game. So those collisions are a little more impactful, should you say. But it's still football, though. You know, it's still hard nosed, grinded out. It's gotten to more of a passing game, trying to score points than the hard nosed run game when I came through the NFL.
You talked about the speed of the player. Would you say that's the biggest difference from the time you played?
I think that's the biggest difference, yeah, from when I played, is guys are a lot bigger and a lot faster. So but the game is still football. You know, it's they changed the rules a little bit. It's a more friendlier game now than it was when I played. It was a vicious game, and you out there trying to take people's heads off. But now they turn it into a more of a more civilized game, where, you know, guys are still out there trying to lay the wood on you, but they got to be conscious of how they hit you now, because if they don't, they can make a great hit, and even if it looks like it's a blow to the head, they're throwing a penalty flag. So it's, like I said, they're trying to make it more safer, especially with the concussion lawsuit that's out.
Well, there's a lot of excitement in Cincinnati right now. The Houdet Nation is, they're having a good season this year. And I wanted to ask you about your rookie year, because I believe it was your rookie year when you guys went to the Super Bowl. So how was that experience as a rookie, going all the way to Super Bowl and getting this close to a Super Bowl championship?
Well, it was a great experience. You know, we were, you know, 34 seconds away from, you know, winning. It was a wonderful experience. But when you're young and you get to that game as a rookie, you have the insight to think that you guys would have the opportunity to get back there again. Even, you know, like I said, even though it was my rookie year, we still had a a pretty great team, so we just knew that with that team and how young we were, that we would have an opportunity to get back there. And it's been over 25 years since the Bengals, you know, have been won a playoff game, should I say. So it's been a long time coming. So everybody in Cincinnati is hungry for what this team wants to do, but sometimes we don't know what team's going to show up. You know, a game that we're supposed to win, we end up losing, and then a game that we're supposed to lose, we end up winning. So so this team is really unpredictable right now, but we only go as far as Andy Dalton take us.
Yeah, and he's always been a good regular season player, but he struggled a bit in the playoffs. But there seems to be a lot more buzz this year that they're going to get over the hump this year. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll definitely see how it goes, and we got a big game this week against Denver on a Monday night. So both of our teams are fighting to get into the playoffs. So it's and fighting to be seated where we need to be seated. So this game is a real big game we got going up against the Denver Broncos. So hopefully we can we can hold serve and do what we're supposed to do to make this thing happen.
Icky, I want to switch gears here right now, and I want you to tell us about your foundation and the work you're doing there, because it's really a heartbreaking story, but I think it's important that everybody understands what you're doing with the Javonte Woods Foundation.
Well, I lost my 16-year-old son to asthma 4 years ago, and we started the foundation in his name to go out and raise money for asthma research and education, because after my son died, never thought in my wildest dreams that asthma would take him from me. And when he passed, we started doing some research on asthma, and come to find out we didn't know as much as we thought we knew. So come to find out that asthma is one of the deadliest diseases in America, and it's one of the fastest growing diseases in America, but it's the least amount of money, if not spent on finding a cure, finding a better way to treat it. And also another alarming statistic that we found out is that in the last 10 years, asthma has risen 80% from kids being born to the age of 19. And then the real alarming statistic that just blew me away is that 11 people a day die from asthma. And I said, well, you got 11 people a day dying from asthma, and there's nothing anybody's doing about it. And so we decided to start the foundation to raise money for asthma research. Hopefully we can find a cure, but if not, find a better way to treat it, and to help families not go through the pain and suffering that we went through of losing a loved one by educating them on the seriousness and the severity of asthma.
Why has there been such a rise in the prevalence of asthma over the last years?
Well, it has a lot to do with the air quality and things that are putting up in the air. So it's we're kind of doing it to ourselves, actually, but it's a real deadly disease, and right now there is no cure for asthma. And hopefully, through our efforts, we can raise enough money to get some research done and maybe find a cure. If not find a cure, hopefully find a better way to treat it.
Well, how can the folks in the Tailgate Nation here listening to the show learn more about your foundation and contribute to the cause there?
Well, you can go to the Javonte Woods, and Javonte is spelled Javante WoodsFoundation.org, and make a donation. We also have on our foundation a foundation store where you can go on and purchase some memorabilia items. We're getting ready to launch a auction site where you can go on and auction, bid on auction items that we have from different celebrities, athletes across the country who's going to be donating some items to our foundation to help raise money.
All right, folks, you heard it there from Mickey Woods. You need to get out there and support this great cause and go over to the foundation website and learn more about it and place a bid on some of these auction items. So,
yes, please do.
Icky, before we go, are there any other projects that you have coming up that you can share with the folks listening in that they can keep an eye out for what you've got going on?
No, I got a few. I did a few more commercial blitz for Geico, for Cold Cuts. We did a Thanksgiving version that I think it aired over the internet, actually. And we've done a Christmas version and a Super Bowl version. So don't be watching out for those. And teamed up with Rudolph Foods, the Gridiron Greats, who was a great organization that helped me get my knees, and they help former players who needs to get surgery or financial assistance. And that's the Gridiron Greats and Rudolph Foods, and it's called the Pork Rind Appreciation Day that they have, and Rudolph donates a part of the proceeds that the sales makes to the Gridiron Greats. So you get a chance, you can go to RudolphFoods.com, look at that, and GridironGreats.com, and check those out and support those wonderful causes as well.
And one more time before we go, tell us how we can support your foundation in honor and memory of your son.
It's called the Jovante Woods Foundation.org. And Jovante is spelled Jovante Woods Foundation.org. We appreciate it, and thank you very much for listening.
We want to thank you for coming in this week, Icky Woods, and we wish you all the best, and we'll look forward to seeing those new Geico commercials coming up during the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Thanks for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week.
Appreciate it, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
Today's episode of Tailgate Radio is sponsored by Bombas. Bombas are athletic leisure socks re-engineered to look better, feel better, and perform better. But besides making comfortable socks, Bombas was founded to solve a problem. Since socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters, Bombas donates a pair of socks for each pair bought. Bombas has donated more than 150,000 pairs of socks to those in need since launching in October 2013. And these socks are great socks, too. They were researched and developed for 2 years before hitting the market. So you're getting socks that are comfy, they fit well, they don't slip, and they just last and last and last. It's built like a honeycomb for strength. They've got a cushioned blister tab on the ankle if you're an athletic type. And they've tested it at all sorts of tension levels to make sure it won't start falling down after a few months. Basically, comfy quality socks that look good. That's Bombas. So go to bombas.com, that's BOMBAS.com, and use the promo code TAILGATE to get your bonus pair. And whether it's for yourself or for a gift for the upcoming holidays, they'll donate a pair to those in need for each pair you buy. That's bombas.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thanks once again for downloading this week's episode. And we are super excited to announce a brand new show that's going to be available for download starting in February. If you are a motorsports fan, you do not want to miss this great show. Take a listen.
This is Track Smack.
Track Smack
with Don Murphy.
Track Smack.
Now, anything goes.
This is Track Smack with Don Murphy.
Let me tell you, when Daryl Waltrip tweets out that I'm waiting on a call, you better pick up a phone and call Daryl Waltrip then. Hey, DW, how are you?
This was an important call, and I didn't want to miss it.
First time in 8 years I've been doing this show, and the first time that we've had Daryl Waltrip on our show. We have pretty much the entire Speed crew, and I haven't had you on yet.
I've taught them everything they know. I just didn't teach them everything I know. So that seems a little bit to be...
Who else besides Juan Pablo do you think is probably, you know, one of the guys that's just really misunderstood, that the fans just don't really have a good grasp on?
There's an arrogance about Juan that he carries on to the racetrack with him. He doesn't like to be pushed around. And he'll let you know about it, and he'll take action if he thinks it's necessary.
Love to try to get you back on throughout the season.
You're a very knowledgeable person.
Well,
and I love
you.
That. no disrespect to any show I ever called, but sometimes you call in and they don't know a whole lot about this sport, and I'm okay with that because I'm a good teacher. But it sure is fun to talk to somebody that's knowledgeable as you are. You do a nice job, and I enjoyed being on this morning.
We're talking smack.
Track smack.
Track smack with Don Murphy.
Juan Pablo Montoya. Juan Pablo Montoya. And I promise you, every pick so far in this chase, you have been my pick.
We're going to keep trying. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing. And it was a bad week. When you talk to the team, and we always do team meetings before the race, be careful in the restarts. They always stack up, and they always wreck.
I have taken many a people to TMS, and I swear you scare the crap out of me sometimes. Especially going up there onto turn two, coming out of one, you like to kiss that wall a little bit up there. You get pretty daggum close.
Yeah, we do, but it's kind of weird. Closer you get, the better it turns. If you do it right, actually it helps you.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of a reference point for you when you're running the high line.
I think it surprised a lot of people. I remember your first season running NASCAR, Talladega was the one track people were kind of like, oh, and you loved it. You were really surprised at not only how well you ran, but how much you really enjoyed it.
I got a kick out of it. You know what's funny with Talladega now? It's getting slicker every year.
This is Track Smack.
Track Smack with Don Murphy.
Danica Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You've been doing some work now over in the ARCA series, getting ready for that Daytona race and trying to just get your feel in a stock car.
Everybody in NASCAR has been really friendly. They've been really positive and, you know, want the best for me as a driver. I'm excited, they're excited, and now it's just the hard work.
What's it like working with Kelly and then just having that female point of view there in the business?
Kelly's a great businesswoman. She's totally upfront. They're a great team, and they work really hard, and they've put, you know, a bunch of good people with me on the car, so I can't really ask for much more.
There was some talk there for a while with possibility of maybe running some stuff with Harvick's group in the truck series. Is that something that would interest you as well, just trying to get your feel out of all those vehicles?
You know, I was open to trucks for sure. I would still run trucks. But I think that, you know, with Junior Motorsports and not having a program in trucks, that I won't be doing any of that. But I really was just up for any challenge that they said I needed to do to be a better driver. And I think what you'd find out with most people is that I'm really serious about this. And, you know, I'm really committed to doing the right thing and the right amount of whatever they tell me to. So I'm just a student at this point.
Well, and I can, you know, again, as a fan, I remember the day that this kind of all started. That was back on Junior's show. And you and Junior were kind of, you know, joking around a little bit about it. And you challenged him to step into your car. And, you know, and you would do the same. And I remember you actually kind of closed out the conversation with, I think we may be onto something here. And I think that that's like the key to the whole thing. It was so funny the way you said it.
I can honestly say that I don't think there was really any intention there. But I guess maybe the subconscious was working a little bit. And although Junior's not going to be getting in my Indy car, part of that came true. You know, and a lot of that's from the help of GoDaddy because they were a sponsor with Junior last year. And so that sort of really linked us up with that team and the ability to go racing.
Well, and one more question before I get back to our Time Warner. What I wanted to ask you is, so much is made, Danica, about the impact and the role that you play in young women and women like myself who may not be drivers but are who are, you know, trying to work their way up through this industry and kind of a man's world. But I want to know what you feel your role is, not just towards women, but for just maybe young ones, you know, boys and girls in general, and what you show to all, you know, as far as trying to hard work and perseverance and what it's going to take to make it in this sport.
Well, I just encourage everyone to you know, from a young age to try everything so you can find out what you like to do. I mean, when I was young, I did volleyball, basketball, cheerleading, band, choir, track, tumbling. I mean, like, I tried everything. You know, one of them was racing. And then I think the next thing is, once you've tried enough things, is to ask yourself, once you've found something that you're onto, is to, like, think of your dream job, you know, and go for it.
The biggest story in NASCAR this season to come out was this year, I think, was Kyle Busch kind of was fiery. And everything that you see in Danica Patrick, you see in Kyle Busch. And it's just, it's that stupid gender thing, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things, you know, you try to appease to as many fans as possible, but at the end of the day, you really can't please everyone and just to be yourself. And I do have some fire in there, and I get excited sometimes, and, you know, but that's just showing. I mean, the day I stopped being excited is the day that I stopped caring as much as I used to, so... you know, I get that way because it means so much to me.
I got to do my first Indy race this past year at Texas, so I can't wait for June to have you back out there again. I love Indy racing at Texas. To me, it's probably the best track outside of the 500, I think.
Cool. It's good racing. It's good racing. You'll probably see me back there for NASCAR as well.
Well, so. Good. And I'll see you hopefully in Vegas, too.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, come on down there and we'll be, you know, I'm sure I'll be signing autographs. And I think we're going to play some racing games and all kinds of stuff. So, you know, and obviously try the technology.
We're talking smack. Track Smack with Don Murphy.
Yes, 45.817, 196.4 miles an hour for Danica.
That's a great lap, guys.
That's just a sample of what you're going to hear on Track Smack with Don Murphy, and that show is going to be coming up in the month of February, getting ready for Daytona in the next NASCAR season. Don Murphy is a veteran of motorsports reporting, and she is one of the most knowledgeable broadcasters out there when it comes to NASCAR racing. So if you're a big NASCAR fan, hold on to your hats, because Track Smack with Don Murphy is going to be coming to you this February. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. You ever wanted to be a grill master? Hi, everybody. This is the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp. And if you've ever wanted to have that experience that you need to become the master of your grill, you need to be watching the Outdoor Cooking Channel. The Outdoor Cooking Channel features some of the best barbecue pit masters in the country today, with great how-to tips, demonstrations, and full episodes where they're cooking some of their favorite dishes. So head over to the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Right now, you can find it at OutdoorCookingChannel.com or on Roku at the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Do it today. Tell them the Grill Sergeant sent you. TheOutdoorCookingChannel.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio after a long absence. You've been gone since before Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
He makes his triumphant return. We've got the return of the Funaki Top 5. Now, before we get into that, where have you been the last month?
Wow. I've been Japan. I go maybe 3 weeks.
Now, why did you go to Japan? Because I know you're from Japan, but yes. You went for a special reason.
I had a 20 years anniversary for pro wrestling debut.
Wow. So you were in the pro wrestling. Do you like the word sports entertainment or pro wrestling? Either one?
Either one.
Okay.
Yes.
So 20 years in the business.
Actually, 21st this year, but.
But they recognized you 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. So did they throw a big party or banquet or
some party?
Yeah.
For me. And yes.
Good food.
Good food, but I didn't eat.
Ah.
I'm always on the stage.
Ah.
And whatever, but you know, very famous wrestlers, my friends.
So I wished you the best.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Well, it's a good time.
And you also wrestled while you were in Japan?
Yes. I had 4 or 5 matches.
Wow. Busy.
Busy 3 weeks.
Wow. And you got back less than 2 days ago, and that's a 12-hour flight from Tokyo to Chicago, then another 2 or 3 hour flight. You went home and slept, and then you went right back into training this morning, and you're still not on your sleep schedule yet, are you?
Right. Still, I have jet lag.
So. Yeah.
I couldn't sleep still. But.
And you used to do that 14 years every week, always on a plane.
Right.
You've semi-retired from that kind of lifestyle, but, man, right. That's still a...
Still, but I feel like old. Used to be like I didn't sleep,
yeah.
But still, I can wrestle.
Yeah,
but now, wow!
You need your sleep too, right?
I felt like can't wrestle if not I'm asleep.
Well, we're glad to have you back here
Thank
at Tailgate Radio, and we're glad that you're. You made it back in one piece, and you don't look older. You still look good.
Wow.
So
I appreciate it.
So yeah. So speaking of that, while you were gone, your Packers went, I think, 3-1. They had a they laid an egg this last weekend against Buffalo, the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo.
You know what? That game, I couldn't watch the game because I was in Japan. But you know, Falcons?
Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, against also Patriots.
So you did get to see those games.
Those games I saw.
Okay. Yes. But okay. Well, you didn't miss anything last weekend because it was they didn't play well.
But I saw that NFL Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not good.
Wow.
All right. But as Aaron Rodgers has said in the past, and he said it again, relax. It's okay. They're still 10-4.
Still.
And all right. Well,
yeah, all right.
Well, let's jump into your top five. Who do you have at this week's number five in the Funaki top five?
Number five, Cardinals.
That's a great choice. You know, they are in big trouble. They don't have a quarterback.
Right. I heard, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but they keep winning. They keep figuring out how to win.
They have something.
They do. They really do. And I think that's a great choice to have them in your Funaki top five. I don't know if maybe they were there earlier in the year, but they've just been consistent. Right. All right. Your number four team.
Number four, it's going to be Seahawks.
Ooh, a rival of the Cardinals. Right. Same division.
Right. Seahawks.
And they play this weekend, don't they? Yes. They play Sunday night football. Okay. That is very big. That is very big. That will probably decide who the champion of that division is because the 49ers have fallen off. Mm-hmm. All right. Your number three team.
Now, my team, Packers.
The Packers, you have legit number three.
Yes.
No de facto number one. You've got them at number three.
Yeah, this week kind of serious stuff.
Serious stuff for you. The playoffs are just 3 weeks away, you know. So, all right. And you still feel good about the pack?
Yes. I'm not.
You're not worried at all?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Right.
Number two,
it's going to be Broncos.
The Broncos have been in your top five most of the season. Yes.
What do you think about the Broncos? They playoff already?
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing I like about Denver is, if you remember last year, they were embarrassed in the Super Bowl because of their defense. Their defense is tough this year.
Right.
And even though they did lose earlier in the season to their Super Bowl rivals of last year, the Patriots, I think their defense has toughened up. And their secondary is really good right now.
Right.
So we'll see. But I like the Broncos at number two. There can only be one number one.
Number one, it's going to be Patriots.
New England Patriots. Yes. Do you remember early in the season when we talked about, I think the Patriots were 2-2?
Yes.
And people were talking about Brady's washed up.
Yes.
And you said, not so fast. Yeah. Brady is still the man.
Right.
And man, you're not kidding. They have taken care. You know, the Packers beat them a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But that was a great game.
That was good.
And that could be a Super Bowl preview.
Yes, that was a good game.
It was a great game. But the Patriots are for real. Right. It doesn't matter. They're good.
Yes.
They are probably. I see a Patriots-Packers showdown.
Right.
We'll see.
I'll pick.
Yep. That's great. So let's recap real quick. Number five, the Cardinals. Number four, the Seahawks. Number three, the Packers. Number two, the Denver Broncos. And your number one team this week in the Funaki top five is the New England Patriots. That's a solid top five. And, you know, as it gets closer to playoff time, I mean, that's lining up pretty consistently. The one team on there that I didn't see that could be, at least in the NFC, could be a there's a couple of teams. You didn't include the Cowboys, who are in the NFC East driver's seat right now. And I didn't see the Lions. which are right there with the Packers in the North. But there can only be five teams, and so I'm sure they are just hanging a little lower on your list. But certainly a case could be made for either one of those teams being in your top five as well. But I like your top five. It makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, let's jump from your top five to let's talk about some games. First off, let's go and let's talk about your Packers.
Packers.
They've got what looks like on paper should be a pretty easy game this week. They're taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Florida this weekend. Right.
But, you know, last week they thought, you know, Packers all the way.
Yeah.
But something happened. But, you know, I pick Packers because, you know, we have to. Mm-hmm. We have to win this game.
Yeah. They win the next two games. They're at 12-4. They're the conference champions. They'll probably get a bye. And there's a good chance that the playoffs go through Green Bay throughout the playoffs.
At home, yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Packers.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a good call. And I think that was a wake-up call last week against Buffalo.
Right. Yes. Now, straight up.
Yep.
Back up then.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. This is an interesting game. A California game. The San Diego Chargers at 8-6, surprising a lot of folks this year, taking on the 7-7 49ers. You know, there's been talk already that Jim Harbaugh is going to take the job at the University of Michigan. They haven't decided, but there's a lot of rumors, and those rumors keep growing and growing. And there have been numbers thrown out there, like a 6-year contract for $45 million or something like that. So the numbers are real. Mm-hmm. And if Jim Harbaugh is already thinking about leaving walking out.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. But they laid an egg against the Seahawks last week. They're on a skid. They're playing uninspired ball, and Kaepernick is not the same guy that he was last season.
Yeah, but you know, I saw him look good, but kind of, I don't know what can I say? Not same as last season. Yes,
right.
I don't know, but
who do you like in that game?
I pick Chargers.
And it's in San Francisco.
San Francisco, but I think Chargers.
Yep. Chargers still have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so. It is 8-6. Mm-hmm. So, still they can.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. It depends on if San Francisco is shut down for the season, you know, if they come out and play their kind of football, or if they're like, okay, we're in disarray, our coach is leaving, we don't have anything, because they're out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to go to the playoffs no matter what happens. They're out. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at another AFC game. The Kansas City Chiefs at 8-6, mm-hmm. taking on the up and down 9-5 Steelers.
Steelers still can make it.
Mm-hmm. They're in the They're in the playoff hunt.
Oh wow. Hand to right now. Okay, but you know, at Pittsburgh, so I have to pick Steelers this game.
I think that's a good choice. Mm-hmm. And it depends again on which team shows up. They've played really well, mm-hmm. and then they have stunk up the field a few times this year too. All right. Staying in the AFC, the 9-5 Ravens taking on the 7-7 Texans. And the Texans are at Houston, and the Texans are in a very similar position as the Cardinals in that all three of their quarterbacks are gone.
Right.
And they brought in Case Keenum, who was who got a couple of starts last year. They brought him back in, and so he's going to be playing this week.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. And he's a Houston boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He played at the University of Houston, broke all kinds of records. But he had a tough time making the transition to the pros, but they're throwing him right in there. I mean, I don't know what he was doing last week, but this week he's playing in a football game in the NFL.
But, you know, good luck for him, but I have to pick Ravens. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. All right, this is an interesting game. Interconference game between the Indianapolis Colts 10-4 against the Dallas Cowboys 10-4, and this has playoff implications for both teams.
Right, but at Dallas.
At Dallas.
But
Andrew Luck versus Tony Romo.
Right. I saw that some ESPN. Mm-hmm. Like, if Cowboys lost, of Green Bay's, you know, Packers win, and also Cowboys lost this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Packers going to playoff. Like, I saw something.
They're in either way. They might be a champion or they might be wild card, but they're in either way.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, if the Packers win out, they're the champs, right, and they get home field advantage. So who do you like in this game?
I have to be Colts. No reason.
Except for the Packers. Right, I got it. That makes a lot of sense. And, you know, that's what we're talking about right now. The last few weeks of the season, everybody's jockeying for those positions in the playoffs. So any advantage that your Packers can get, and that'd certainly be one of them if the Colts knocked off the Cowboys in Dallas.
Yes, week 16, week 17, four Packers maybe. Yeah. So I have to pick everything.
All right. How about this game? Sunday night, 10-4 Seattle, wow, who have really come back. You know, they started off a little slow this year.
Right.
I think the Buffalo Bills beat them, too, this year.
Right. I think so.
The 10-4 Seattle Seahawks travel to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals, 11-3.
But you know what? Already Cardinals going to playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And also NFC West, first place.
Right.
So it's going to be second place. I mean, Seattle Seahawks, second place, right? Divisional.
Right, right.
Maybe Seahawks get another playoff.
And then they position themselves, yeah.
So I have to pick Seahawks.
Okay. Yes. I think Seattle's on a roll right now, and I think the Cardinals are going to struggle with their quarterback situation, and who knows what's going to happen this weekend. But I think it's a good pick to pick Seattle. And let's wrap up this week with the Monday night game, the 11-3 Denver Broncos traveling to the Houdet Nation, Cincinnati, to take on the 9-4-1 Bengals. You know, we had Icky Woods on our show a little bit. He was a Cincinnati Bengals the last time they went to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
What do you think about this game? I think this is an interesting matchup.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this one. But, you know, at Cincinnati, but Broncos.
They're getting their game face on for the playoffs, getting ready.
Yes, I think so.
Yep.
I think so.
I think those are all good picks. We'll do some homework on where your numbers are for the year. But, you know, now it's crunch time. And the teams that are serious about the playoffs have really got to deliver. And there's some teams out there that can be spoilers and keep other teams out of the playoffs. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that all works out. But
also, I'm very interested for another divisional NFC North.
Oh, the Lions and the Bears play this weekend.
Because Bears, I think, a new quarterback.
Yeah, they benched Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million contract, benched.
Right.
So who are they bringing in? The kid from Tennessee, right?
I think so.
Clausen.
Some. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then. And you're pulling for the Bears in that one, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's in Chicago.
In Chicago, yes. I hope Bears win on this game.
You just want to get all the advantages you can to make sure the Packers are in good position going into the playoffs.
Right.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Well, we appreciate the Funaki Top 5 and is glad to have you back in the good old USA. And I know you love going home and spending time in Japan, but it's always good to have you back here.
Thank you so much.
We will see how this all plays out. And you're going to join us again next week, right?
Yes,
sir. For the early Christmas edition.
Early Christmas.
And yes. We'll see going into the – and the college bowl game start. Are you a college fan? Do you like college football?
You know what? Not really.
Yeah.
Sorry about the – but, you know, but
– I knew you were an NFL guy. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, and there are a lot of people that follow the NFL mm-hmm. but don't follow college.
Yes.
Some follow college. Mm-hmm. I love college and NFL, mm-hmm. But some people, you know, and, you know, that's okay because college is – you know, it's all over the place. You've got 135 Division I teams, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of hard to keep track of all that. Where the NFL, you know, you've got your teams and you've
right.
got your players. And you know, this is always a sad time of year for me because football's mm-hmm. winding down. And then what do you do? What do you do after football season?
You know what? I'm kind of sad now. You know, 2 more weeks
yeah.
for regular season.
I know.
Then I'm about to go for playoff
yep.
from, you know, next month.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad, you know, like
yeah.
right now. Almost.
You know, it was interesting. I don't think you were living in the States when we used to have the USFL. Do you
wow,
remember that?
Right. USFL.
They play the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
week off,
mm-hmm.
and then the USFL played all spring right up until the start of the NFL season. So we had football, and it was
wow.
good football year-round. It was awesome.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Football, all, you know, all
you know, right players now. Like players like Steve Young mm-hmm. and Herschel Walker. Jim Kelly played for the Houston Gamblers.
Oh, wow. Gamblers.
Yeah. They were some cool teams back in the old USFL wow. days, but we don't have that. You know, I guess you could go to arena football, but it's you and I've been to a couple of arena games together, haven't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's San Antonio.
Yeah, they're gone though. The San Antonio
right.
team's gone, but
right.
But it's different.
Yes,
you know, it's
right.
not it's not like mm-hmm. the NFL, but it's some it, they use the same kind of ball.
Right.
But all right. Well, we will we'll check in with you next week and Funaki, it's always glad we're always glad to have you here and why don't you take the weekend off and catch up on your sleep and get rid of that jet lag and
I'm ready for next week. Well, this week first, but yes.
All right, folks. Well, we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Thank you so much.
Indeed. Oh, I stole
Indeed.
Your line.
Indeed.
Gotta believe he wasn't born in Milwaukee. Might have grown up in Nagasaki.
Well, folks, I see everybody heading toward the stadium. It's time to pack everything up, get everything out of the parking lot and into your truck or your RV or your hibachi and your hatchback, whatever you got. It's about time for game day. I want to thank my very special guest this week, Mr. Icky Woods, for coming in and telling us all about his experiences with the Cincinnati Bengals, his thoughts on the state of the game of football these days. That amazing foundation he's doing in honor and memory of his son who passed away from asthma and all the work the Jovante Woods Foundation is doing with asthma research. Want to thank Sho Funaki for coming in and giving us his Funaki Top 5. He's been gone for about a month over in Japan and glad to have him back in the fold here at Tailgate Radio. Folks, Before we go, I just want to ask you to reach out and just take a look at our sponsors before you go. They are the ones that help keep this show free. You know, we have bandwidth costs, studio costs, production costs, all that. And our sponsors are the ones that keep things driving, keep things moving. And we have some great sponsors, the folks over at Harry's.com. I'm telling you, and it's not just because they're a sponsor. I'm telling you, that is the best shaving experience you're going to have is going over to Harry's.com, putting in game day, and getting that $5 discount on your first order. You can get a kit for $10 delivered to your door. Man, Christmas, holidays, start the new year off right. Go over to Harry's.com and get your shaving kit. You will not be disappointed. I can assure you of that. We also have a great sponsor over there at Bombas, B-O-M-B-A-S.com. Bombas, those awesome socks. Comfortable, leisure athletic socks, and they do it for a cause. They give for every pair you buy, they donate to a homeless shelter. So what a great way to give back. Give back to the community, give back to folks in need. It is a wonderful company, and you're going to find that your experience with Bombas is much like your experience with Harry's. Once you try their socks, you're not going to go back. And you can do it by going to bombas.com and using the promo code TAILGATE and get that bonus pair with that promo code. Again, we love our sponsors. We appreciate them, and we know that we can't do this show without them. And it doesn't cost you a dime to go look. And I can tell you, once you take a look, just give it a try. Just give them a try, and you're going to find out that these are quality products. And I don't put my name on anything and don't promote anything that I don't believe in. And I believe in these companies, and I believe in these products. So we thank our sponsors very much. I want to also thank the folks here at Tailgate Radio as we get ready for the holiday season. We're going to have our Christmas Day episode is going to actually come out a couple of days early because we're going to have everybody home for the holidays on Christmas Day. But we want to let you know that the next week's show is going to air. We'll have it out probably Tuesday night, and it'll be ready to go. And you can download it there at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn app on your smartphone, over to our website at Podomatic, over at our website at tailgateradio.com, also at Podomatic. And then follow us on social media at Tailgate Radio at Twitter. And always got great stuff going on, and we get some great recipes, and we get some folks talking smack about their tailgate side is better than yours, and their team's better than theirs, and this, that, and the other, and it's a lot of fun, and it's all in great spirit of friendship and community, and it's all in good humor, so we have a good time with that. Also, want to thank everybody here associated with Tailgate Radio. Bill, our social media guy in Boston, Massachusetts, he is a guru in social media, and we appreciate all of his work. The fine folks at Midroll, go check them out at midroll.com if you're interested in advertising with us. Matt over at Midroll is your hookup, and they are phenomenal people to work with. And we certainly appreciate our relationship with Midroll. The folks here at our home base, Jenny, Nick, Cade, Michael, Ashley out in the weather center. We didn't hear from her this week. She actually submitted a weather report this week, but we had trouble with the file. So we'll get back on track with her next week. And everybody that is associated with this, and most importantly, you the listener, we couldn't do this show without you. So as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.